And so, back to Tralee again at work on Monday morning, with raids and roundups as usual. But life for me now as a chemist hadn't any further appeal, especially when rumour reached me that a brigade flying column was to be organised in Kerry too. But my two comrades, Matty Maroney and Unky Connor, we betook ourselves to the dugout in Brague. These dugouts were especially built for fellows on the run and as a meeting place for organising IRA activity locally. Well, this particular one was constructed between two double ditches. It was about 35 feet in length and 10 feet wide. The inside was sheathed with timber and covered with corrugated iron. This iron was again covered with natural scars of earth on which was still growing heath and brambles, and was very much in sympathy with the surrounding area. Even at a very short distance, it couldn't be recognized. All along one side was a trestle bed, constructed of timber and covered with loose straw, with a few, very few, blankets. And needless to say, the whole setup was not luxurious. As we hadn't any heating system, it was very cold and damp, especially in the month of January when we arrived. Whatever food we got had to be brought along from the local people, as we hadn't any means of cooking. When we arrived, the place was crowded. 10 or 12, including our organiser from GHK, Dr. Andy Cooney, whom we then knew under the alias of Jim Brown.